We are on the phone with Jay Connor. He's a consultant and founder of CEO of the Collaboratory for Community Solutions. He also holds a courtesy appointment at Florida State University Learning System Institute, and his resume goes on and on and on. But he's about to give a talk, a presentation in Poughkeepsie together with IBM and United Way about community and education in the community.
Such an important
And we are
topic.
Taking him off stage to talk a little bit about this very brief topic, which is community and education. How can the communities improve education? Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Marielle. How are you?
Very good. So how can communities help with education? What is the purpose of this talk today?
Yeah, I think the centerpiece in terms of communities' involvement in education is that the community has a powerful ability to get children ready for education, to have children succeed within the grades, is we can't continue to have this expectation that it's all the school's responsibility. Is that in many cases, it's the community that can provide the strength, the background, and the supports for those children to be excellent learners. And we have examples of communities throughout the country, and especially thinking, Marielle, of two counties in Florida with very high Hispanic populations that have been able to move the bar for their children, let's say use third grade reading rate as an example, that the children 5 years ago, maybe 60%, even English language learners, 60% were able to read at grade level. That's now upwards of 92-93% across those counties in Florida. And the change, the difference was, is the community resources really getting behind and saying, how do we get those kids ready to succeed for school?
It is the statistics, I think, tell us that there's a large dropout of Hispanics in through elementary school, high school, and they don't make it to university. How can the communities help these kids stay in school and move on?
Antonio, a wonderful question. The main way that the community can stay is, first of all, really valuing education and really making sure that that message of how it really connects with future opportunities, economic opportunities, is just so important. Many of our children go all the way through high school without ever having their education connected to a job or a career or a creative outlet. So there's a disconnect between what I'm doing, why I'm spending all of these hours in the classroom, and what actually it's going to lead to. So I think that's a powerful connection. The other, Antonio, and I can't stress it enough, is that in all of our families, in all of our community resources, if we really set out the goal that every one of our children walk through that kindergarten door ready to learn, we as a community could have profound impact even before the school system becomes involved.
It is amazing that people don't realize that how effective communities can be when they're talking about education.
And I have a question. Sorry.
Yes.
You have been, you come from Florida, but you have been during these days around Dutchess County and the Hudson Valley. What have you noticed that are our problems, our challenges in education? And if you have any tip where we should start?
Yes.
I think that's a great question, Marielle. I think this morning, in this session that we have this morning, I'll get a better feel for the realities, if you will, both in Dutchess and Orange County. But I think what I've noticed from even the meeting that we had yesterday morning, Marielle, that you were at, is that there really is a passion on the part of the community to say, how do we get to these solutions? So that's something that I've picked up. There's a real desire, and I think what we're going to be talking about, the point that Antonio was making, is now how do we create the how? How can a community do it? I think I was able to see very powerfully that there's a desire to do it, but oftentimes there's a real gap between a desire to do something and the actual ability to do it. And that's what we're sharing in our meeting this morning, is best practices, examples of communities like I just shared earlier about those counties in Florida that not only have the desire, but really have backed that up with ability to act. And I think that's the key.
How did they do it?
Action. Go ahead.
How did they do it? Those counties in Florida, what constituencies were involved, or what stakeholders were involved in this change? What was the recipe?
Yeah.
The very first thing that they did is really set out a goal, a very clear goal. And if, for example, the goal was, how do we make sure all of our Hispanic children walk through that kindergarten door very capable of learning, then you can sit back and say, well, what does that mean? How do we know that they're going to be ready? What are the types of experiences, exposures do they need to have, whether it's within the family or whether it's within a community center, to be able to be ready? Oftentimes, we mistake the things that we provide, the activities that we do for children, and don't align that with saying, is this actually preparing that child to be a successful learner? So I think that's the first step, Marielle, is to be very clear on what the goal is. How many of our children are walking through that kindergarten door successfully? And if Dutchess County is any example that we've seen across the country, is that in low-income, in English language learners, that number might be less than 50% are ready to walk through that kindergarten door. And if only 50% are ready to learn walking through that kindergarten door, you already started the school system behind the eight ball, if you will, behind the ability to succeed. And so those communities that target that and say, we need to get all of our children ready to learn, are the ones that are having that kind of profound effect. So that's one way, and that's you know, for just that one example, it would be early childhood centers, it would be preschools, it would be families, it would be pediatricians, it would be, you know, health department. And if they all have that same goal, how do we get those kids ready and how will we know, then you can have that transformative change. And so that's the how, you know, that backs up that passion that we were talking about before.
So thank you so much. I know you are about to go on to stage to talk about exactly this community transformation and how to make the community participate in the education of our kids.
It is a wonderful to know that education is being a priority for you and for the communities where you go to speak, because with education, everything is possible.
Absolutely. And every effort to improve community starts and goes through education, Antonio. You're absolutely right. Marielle, Antonio, I want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And have a great presentation. It's going to be at the Poughkeepsie Grand Hotel at 8 p.m. 8 a.m.
8 a.m. Yeah. Right now.
15 minutes.
Okay. Take care, Jay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
And this is, ¿qué es? El Mañanero.
El Mañanero.